Magical fever-spotting cameras, you say? We have questions. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. This week on Marketplace Tech, we're reporting on the innovations that will help us transition to a post-pandemic future. Part of that future will eventually involve going back to work, but we're still working on how to do that safely. Some companies have spent tens of thousands of dollars on thermal cameras, which can supposedly spot someone with an elevated temperature from a distance. Do they work, or is this just a form of health security theater? Megan McCarty-Carino covers workplace culture for Marketplace.
I always think about kind of like predator vision when we talk about thermal cameras. You know, this kind of allows for a big, you know, industrial camera that does automated instant temperature taking by mapping infrared radiation from people's skin. So it's a lot faster than having a person standing out there, you know, with one of those temperature guns taking everyone's temperature.
But I understand that it's not as good as predator vision.
You know, there's a question of accuracy with just how well the devices work. They can be influenced by lots of different things. They take the temperature of the skin on the face, cold or hot weather that can affect the temperature of one's skin. But the FDA has allowed these devices to be marketed on a temporary basis without any kind of verification of their medical veracity. So the FDA does suggest that if someone is determined to have a temperature with one of these devices, that they get some other kind of secondary verification, you know, using an internal temperature taker, you know, you're just your regular thermometer. But there's really nothing requiring these workplaces to do so.
What other concerns are there around sort of scanning workers constantly in this way?
The fact that these devices generally also come with facial recognition software as part of the deal. You know, this is something where, you know, these systems could kind of become part of a greater surveillance infrastructure that, you know, groups like the ACLU are up in arms about having these installed at, say, all airports and hospitals and all kinds of businesses all over the place.
So if this thermal scanner says that you're sick and you are sent home, you can't come to work, will you still be compensated for that time?
Well, you know, that is a bit of a question mark. The CARES Act did provide for 2 weeks of paid sick leave, but it excluded a lot of people. We're talking about gig workers. We're talking about people who work for companies with more than 500 employees or less than 50 employees. So there are a lot of workers who may, you know, get sent home and not be able to collect any pay.
Megan McCarty-Carino covers workplace culture for Marketplace. And now for some related links. In case you missed it, The Atlantic had a piece earlier this week on this idea of health security theater, hygiene theater, they called it. The idea that focusing on scrubbing everything all the time, deep cleans and sanitizing, is kind of like the COVID era version of expanded TSA screenings that end up wasting a bunch of time and resources and don't necessarily address the actions that could really make a difference. In the case of COVID, focusing on, say, universal mask wearing and limiting large indoor gatherings. There's a link to that piece at our website, marketplacetech.org. There is also a link to a collection of studies about the use of masks in preventing the spread of COVID-19. It addresses some of the false claims about masks that have spread on social media and makes it clear that a meta-analysis of the science determines that yes, masks, even simple cloth ones, are effective at slowing the spread of the virus. Because good science can't be repeated often enough. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.